All right. Praise the Lord. There we go. Can you hear me now? You ready, Danny? You ready, Mike? All right. Let's go. Did you push the button? Hi, I am Pastor Steve Barry from Ascend Church here in Jupiter, Florida, and I want to welcome you to our online prayer meeting. I hope that you will join with us in praying for America, praying for the world, really. The Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Notice God says, if my people pray, then I will heal their land. So if we don't pray, then we can't really expect God to move. But God moves when we pray. And God is looking for people who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge and make intercession on behalf of others. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, "I sought for a man who would make up a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one." God said, "I was looking for somebody who would stand in the gap and who would pray on behalf of the land." Prayer is standing in the gap and it's interceding on behalf of others. And thank God we can stand in the gap and we can pray on behalf of America, whatever nation we're in. We can pray on behalf of other people. We see in the Bible where a plague was stopped because of intercession. In Numbers chapter 16, Korah and 250 leaders of Israel rose up against Moses and Aaron, and they started speaking and complaining against them. And the Bible says God was angry, and it says that the ground split apart and swallowed Korah and all these followers. And the next day, all the congregation of Israel started complaining against Moses and Aaron, and they blamed them for what happened. And as a result, a plague broke out among the people, and people were dying. So Moses said to Aaron in Numbers chapter 16, Moses said, "Quick, take a censer and place fire in it from the altar and lay incense on it. Carry it quickly among the people and make atonement for them. For God's anger has gone out among them. The plague has already begun." And it says Aaron did as Moses had told him, and he ran among the people, for the plague had indeed already begun. And he put on the incense and he made atonement for them. And it says that he stood between the living and the dead, and the plague was stopped. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague was stopped, but not before 14,700 people had died, in addition to those who died the previous day with Korah. It says, "And Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance of the tabernacle, and the plague was stopped." The plague was stopped because Aaron stood between the living and the dead. He stood in the gap. And family, that's what I believe. Church, we can stand in the gap between the living and the dead. We can pray, and we can see this coronavirus stopped in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to pray with us. I want you to say this prayer with me. Let's pray this prayer. Father, just as Aaron stood in the gap and interceded on behalf of the people of Israel, we too stand in the gap and we intercede in prayer on behalf of America and the rest of the world. In the name of Jesus, we command this coronavirus to stop. Father, we ask you to forgive us our sin. Have mercy on us and pour out your healing power all over the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Second thing I want to share with you, the second time where prayer really changed something was in 2 Chronicles when King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah, they had an enemy come against them. It was such a great enemy, they were overwhelmed with fear. It looked like there was no way out for them. This great army was coming against them. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3, Jehoshaphat the king, he feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. That's a good thing to do. If you ever are tempted to fear, is to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And it says in verse number 4. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it, and they have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword or judgment or pestilence, which is sickness or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and we will cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear, and you will save. Now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them. They did not destroy them. And it says, here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We're in that same situation. We may not know what to do, but Lord, our eyes are on you. And it says, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, their children, they stood before the Lord. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, and he began to prophesy. He said, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. Tomorrow go down again against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness in Jeruel. And it says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And it says, then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. And they rose early in the morning, and they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood, and he said to them, hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And it said that after he had consoled the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And that as they went out before the army, they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They went into battle singing praise to God. It says, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. How did it happen? For the people of Ammon and the people of Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. It says, so when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen to the earth. No one had escaped. The enemy destroyed one another. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry they stripped up for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And it says the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Bechorah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of that place was called the valley of Bechorah until this day. And it says they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. Now, these people faced an impossible enemy. And let me tell you, this coronavirus is an enemy. But I believe God can fight our battles for us. And I want you to say this prayer. Say, Father God in heaven, you alone rule over the nations of this world. You are powerful. You are mighty. Nothing can, no one can stand against you. We cry out to you. We look to you to save us. We know that you will hear us and you will rescue us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes on you. We are looking to you for help. We will not fear. We trust you, Lord, to fight our battles. We praise and thank you for your mercy which endures forever. Thank you for giving us the victory over this virus in the name of Jesus. The third time I want to talk to you about when we see in the Bible they prayed and God really moved was in the early church in the book of Acts when they were suffering great persecution. The Bible says in Acts 3, the apostles, they were threatened. They were commanded by the Jewish authorities to never again speak about Jesus. And Peter replied to them, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, they said, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen or heard. They said, should we obey you or should we obey God? And then in verse 23, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said to them. And it says in verse 24, when they had heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. You see, I believe powerful things happen when the believers lift their voice together in prayer to God. They prayed, O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything that is in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry and why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. The rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city for Herod, Antipas, and Pontius Pilate, the governor, and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, who you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And after this prayer, the meeting place shook. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they preached the word of God with great boldness. Now, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, we ask you to give us boldness to preach your word. We ask you to stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of Jesus. May this be the brightest days for your church. We pray there will be a great revival and an awakening around the world that multitudes of people will be saved, where we'll see your power. They will be brought into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. I really believe this is the time for the church to shine, to rise up and boldly to preach the gospel, the good news, and to see God stretch forth his hand, his mighty healing power. See signs and wonders done. This can be the greatest hour the church has seen in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God for the mighty Holy Spirit who has been given to us because the Holy Spirit empowers us to pray. To pray the will of God supernaturally. We can supernaturally pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Why does it tell us to pray in the Spirit at all times? In fact, the Passion Bible says, pray passionately in the Spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers. Why does Paul tell us to pray in the Spirit at all times? I'll tell you why. Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And it says the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. The New King James says that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then from verse 28 it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Now, what that is telling us is that when we pray in the Spirit, even in the Holy Spirit, when we pray in tongues, even when we don't know what to pray, we are praying by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. We're praying the will of God. And all things work together when you pray this way. In fact, the Passion Bible says, in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray, or we don't even know the best things to ask for. It says, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. God, who is the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, and He also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, His holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and destiny. And it says, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives, for we are His lovers who have been called to fulfill His design purpose. That's a powerful scripture. It's telling us, even when we don't know what to pray, thank God we've been given the Holy Spirit, and He enables us to pray in a supernatural language where we pray the perfect will of God. And when we do that, He causes all things to come together and work together for our good. There is power in prayer. In fact, James chapter 5, verse 16 says, pray for one another to be instantly healed, for tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. It says, Elijah was a man with human frailties, just like all of us, but he prayed and received supernatural answers. He actually shut the heavens over the land so there would be no rain for 3.5 years. It says, and then he prayed again, and the skies opened up over the land, so the rain came again and produced the harvest. It says Elijah was a man just like us, and yet he prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed again that it would rain, and the skies opened up. The fervent prayer of a righteous person accomplishes great things. And then, you know, in Jeremiah 33, the Bible says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Thank God. God has promised to answer our prayers. Let's call on Him. Let's believe Him. Instead of being afraid, let's believe God. Let's be praying in the Spirit. Let's give God praise because He is good. This is the time for the church to shine, for Jesus to be lifted up, and for the world to come to Christ and be saved. So we are going to pray. I want you to pray with me. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray right now in that heavenly language. Father, we pray for America. We pray for lift up this world, the nations of the world before You. We know that You alone rule over the nations of the world. You alone are powerful, Lord. And we pray that You stretch forth Your hands, and that, Lord, that Your healing power would be seen, and that signs and miracles would be done. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, help us now to pray. Pray the will of God. Help us to pray for America. Help us to pray for the healing, that this plague would be stopped in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, rebebe, rebebe, ndia baba, ya babande, bebe, ribibi, arabanda, baba, rabba. We command this coronavirus in the name of Jesus. You stop right now. We release God's healing power to flow across this earth. We thank You, Lord, for doing a miracle. We give You all the praise. We thank You, Lord, that You are fighting our battle. Our eyes are upon You. We will not fear, Lord. We trust You in Jesus' name. Rebusi, karabande, bebe, ribibi, arabanda. Just pray in the Spirit. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit right now. Just say, Father, thank You for sending Your Holy Spirit to be my helper. Jesus, You said, how much more will You not give the Holy Spirit to everyone who asks? Say, Father, I ask You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit. I receive You now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. and begin to speak out in that heavenly language, that heavenly tongue. It doesn't come from your head. It comes out of your heart, out of your spirit. Just begin to speak those words out. Ki ara banda basi, ki ara baba bande bebe benda babanda bobore bebe benden. Father, we thank you for revival that sweeps all across America and all around the nations. Thank you that Jesus is lifted up. Thank you that miracles will be seen, Lord. Your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. If you agree, shout amen with me. Pray together with us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's us keep on praying. Come on. Ki arabande bebe ribibi arabanda bore bebe ribi arabanda bore be ere bebe be rabanda bobore bebe be rabababara bobobore bebe be be rabababara bo nebe bebe be ribibibi arabanda bonde bebe benda bababara bababare bebe be raba. Oh, rebebe, ribibibi, arabanda, bo, rebebe, rababarra.